I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Asia Bibi's free, and Pakistan descends into a new level of chaos. Later, a new media project highlights North Africa's Christian history. But let's hit the big story today, where at midnight local time, Pakistan released Asia Bibi. FMI's Bruce Allen says due to security concerns, everything is fluid.
She has been transferred from a prison to another site to be able to be ready to fly out of the country.
Asia Bibi's blasphemy conviction was a test case on the harsh laws in Pakistan and whether reform is in the offing. Extremists have already been rioting over the Supreme Court's decision to acquit her, prompting a delay in her release. Now with her secreted out, Allen says,
we are preparing that there will be violent protests across Pakistan with Christians as the targets. The government is really trying to rein in this TLP party that had spearheaded the previous protests.
A number of countries have offered the family asylum.
Italy was one of the more recent ones to say, hey, we stand ready. France had earlier. I know there were specific appeals to the UK.
FMI is trying to make sure that the Christians in Pakistan are prepared for the backlash, because Pakistan is likely to be topsy-turvy for quite some time. Allen's asking us to pray not only for Asia Bibi and her family as they settle into a new normal, but also be praying
for the Christians of Pakistan, for their protection, for their wisdom, their courage, and as always, their ability to forgive.
Next, talk of a two-state solution for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict continues to sweep in and out of the news. However, after decades of seemingly unproductive talks, Palestinian Christians want their basic human rights, regardless of a two-state or a one-state solution. Bethlehem Bible College's president Jack Sarah says,
People are losing hope that there'll be any solutions. They feel that things are going back instead of going forward. The whole political instability, the economic pressure that the Palestinians are facing with no solutions.
Palestinian Christians also face silence because their story is often overlooked and unheard. The loss of their story has meant many people in the West, including America, are ill-informed on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
I think it's worthwhile for Christians first to dig deeper into understanding the realities on the ground, and specifically how Christians are living. I mean, if we are concerned about the church, we have to be concerned about the Christians in the Holy Land, because the Holy Land is bleeding from its Christians. The Christians are leaving. That includes committed believers, include ministers, include people who are sometimes, they are not leaving by their own choice.
So pray for peace and a solution in that Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and pray that Christ would be known through Palestinian Christians. And a popular saying is, it's hard to know where you've come from if you don't know where you've been. Understanding our heritage and where we've come from helps us to know who we are. Did you know that for the first 400 years following Christ, North Africa was the powerhouse of Christianity? Knowing our spiritual legacy is why International Media Ministries launched a project that's been 3 years in the making, explains Denise Godwin.
The Heritage Project is an 8-part docudrama telling 8 stories of specific people who lived in North Africa from the 1st century after Christ until the 5th century.
And the primary audience?
People living in North Africa who think maybe their culture has always been Islamic and that there is no other choice, that's what they are and who they are. We want them to know they had a history before that.
If all goes as planned, seasons 1 and 2 should be ready for rollout by next year. As you might expect, this has already put IMM squarely in spiritual warfare.
We really need prayer. It's incredible when you challenge darkness, when you challenge the lies of the enemy that are out there, the moments of spiritual pushback that we experience.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end, and you've always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes a day. So get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.